Good morning, students. Welcome to our today's e-learning. We are going to learn CRK for SS1 class. Our today's topic is on spiritual gifts. I am Mrs. Florence Iwanyanwu, the government / CRK teacher. All right. Our today's topic is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 31, and then 1 Corinthians 14, 1 to 40. I'll repeat. Our today's topic is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 31, and 1 Corinthians 14, 1 to 40. Okay. Spiritual gifts are the gifts of the Holy Spirit, regarded by the early church as the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament. Spiritual gifts are the gifts of the Holy Spirit, regarded by the early church as the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament. Paul referred to speaking in tongues as aesthetic utterance. All right. Now, why did I make reference to speaking in tongues first? It happens to be the most popular spiritual gift we have ever come across. In fact, I remember vividly when I was in the university, I had a roommate then who told me that she had been doing all she could to learn how to speak in tongues. For me, a Catholic, it was something else, because I never knew people could learn how to speak in tongue. Funny enough, she told me she was going for the practice of speaking in tongue, so that when every other person in their church starts speaking in tongue, she would join them. And honestly, it was the most funny thing I've ever heard, because as young as I was then, I knew that the gift of speaking in tongue was not meant for all, and one cannot just practice it and get it. It is a special gift from the Holy Spirit. Okay, now let us look at the types of these gifts. Number one, we have gift of speaking in tongue, also referred to as aesthetic utterance. Gift of speaking in tongues, also referred to as aesthetic utterance. We have the next one, wisdom, given by the Holy Spirit. Wisdom, given by the Holy Spirit. Some of you will be wondering, wisdom. Wisdom, of course. You cannot get wisdom except the Lord gives to you. Some people, you look at them, you think they are intelligent. Yes, they might be intelligent, but they are stupid. So wisdom is a special gift by the Holy Spirit. The next one is utterance of knowledge. Utterance of knowledge. Another one is the gift of faith. The gift of faith is not easy to have faith. It is a special gift of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Some are given power to perform miracles. Some are given the power to perform miracles. Another gift is the gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy. Another one, the discerning spirit. The discerning spirit. That is the ability of one to know whether the spirit is the spirit of God or an evil spirit. Another one, the gift of interpretation of tongues. The gift of interpretation of tongues. That is what people don't understand. If the Holy Spirit has given these gifts, the participant or whoever this gift had been given to will be able to know when someone is blabbering or when someone is led by the Spirit. It is a pity that in our today's society, people believe that if you don't have any of these gifts, then you are not a child of God. I can assure you people that it is not the way the Bible had taught us. These gifts are given to us differently. Okay, let's continue. Paul compares these gifts with the human body. He compares the gift of the Holy Spirit with the human body. You know, the human anatomy is made up of several parts and work together in perfect unity. Okay? It works together in perfect unity with each other, with each depending on each other for their well-being. Now, there was a story I was told when I was in secondary school. You know, my surrogate teacher, he told us that there was a day the parts of the body decided to have an election on who is going to be their chairman, that is, who is going to be in charge. Of course, when they got to the meeting, the head said no one should just waste time on nomination, that the head should be in charge. The legs got infuriated and said, of course, they're the ones that move the body up and down, that they should be in charge. Now the hands, we are angry and said, what brings food to the mouth? Is it not the hands? Therefore, they should be in charge. That was how all parts of the body we are dragging who was going to be the chairperson. And then the anus raised its hands. The anus said it was supposed to be the chairman. And every one of them, other parts of the body started laughing. The anus got infuriated and went and bought big padlocks and locked up the anus. And when the anus was locked, the body could no longer function properly because all the waste that was supposed to get out of the body were stored. First day, second day, third day, the eyes started turning. Fifth day, the body collapsed and they started begging the anus. They said they have accepted that yes, the anus should be the chairman. In fact, whenever I remember the story, it makes me understand vividly that no part of the body is less important. And that was how every member of the body decided to work hand in hand. Paul, however, emphasized that individual talents should be extended to others who do not have certain gifts. That these different gifts given to different individuals by the Holy Spirit should also be extended to those who don't have the talents for the growth of the church. Facts about spiritual gifts. Important facts about spiritual gifts. One, all the gifts come from the Holy Spirit of God, and they are for a special purpose. All the gifts come from the Holy Spirit of God, and they are for a special purpose. Secondly, Christians are all united with one in baptism. So they belong to one house. They belong to one household in Christ Jesus. Use of spiritual gifts. Use of spiritual gifts. Now, it is important for all of us to understand that when these gifts are given to different individuals, it is not left for them to make use of that thing on their own. It is supposed to be used for the growth and upliftment of God. Then, one of the uses of the spiritual gifts include, they are meant for the good of the entire community and the church. They are meant for the good of the entire community and the church. Another one is that they are to promote good relationship among Christians. They are to promote good relationship among Christians in the community. Okay. Another one is that they help the church to remain united. They help the church to remain united. Another point is that They are given to the church to the glory of God. They are given to the church to the glory of God. Now, it is not enough for anyone who has any of these gifts to start his own ministry just to make money. That will be making mockery of the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Lord has made it very clear. All these gifts are given to different individuals for the growth of the church and for the upliftment of God's name. Hope you have learned something today. I would want you to go back to 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 31, and then 1 Corinthians 14, 1 to 40. See how many moral lessons you can state on your own. Until I come around your way next time, have a good day.